The theme of today's chapel is, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When I was thinking about a Thanksgiving chapel, I had this passage in mind because it seemed no matter what I tried to write about, I ended up leaving out many of God's gifts and benefits to us. The reading that we have from Psalm 103, though, I think nicely emphasizes both the spiritual and the earthly benefits that God provides us. I also then went to a trusted summary of biblical truths and doctrines, Luther's Small Catechism. Luther, in a comprehensive yet concise manner, is able to cover these spiritual and temporal gifts that we are thankful for in his explanations to the Articles of the Apostles' Creed. Though not every gift we have received from God is, of course, mentioned, I pray these verses and excerpts from the Catechism help us ponder more deeply and more individually the gifts we have received from God. The first and the last readings will be responsive, and then we will all read together the explanations to the article. So everything in the bold is for the congregation to say. As we read Luther's explanation to the first article, we consider the gifts of God's creation and preservation of our lives. I believe that God has created me and all creatures. He has given me my body and life, eyes, ears, and all my bodily members, my mind and all my senses, and still keeps them for me. God also preserves me richly and daily, providing clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all my property, and all that I need to support his body and life. He protects me from all danger. He guards and defends me from every evil. God does all this because he is my good and gracious Father in heaven, not because of anything I have done to earn or deserve it. For all of this, it is my duty to thank, praise, serve, and obey. This is most certainly true. In the explanation to the second article, we are reminded of the greatest gift of redemption that was won for us with Christ's innocent blood. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent sufferings and death. He did this that I should be his very own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and joy, just as he is risen from death, lives and reigns in eternity. This is most certainly true. Finally, in the third article, our thanks are focused on the work of the Holy Spirit, bringing us sinners to faith, a faith which brings forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, nor come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers. On the last day, he will raise up all the dead and give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. So our last reading is a responsive reading, and it's hymn 788. But as we read it, it's a way for us to, again, focus on what our true thankfulness should be about. So it'll be responsive again. Forgive us, Lord, for shallow thankfulness, for dull content with warmth and sheltered care, for songs of praise, for food and harvest pressed, while of your richer gifts we're unaware. Teach us to thank you, Lord, for love and grace, for life and vision, for a purpose clear, for Christ your Son, and for each human face that shows your message ever new and near. Forgive us, Lord, for selfish thanks and praise, for words that speak at variance with deeds. Forgive our thanks for walking pleasant ways, unmindful of a broken brother's needs. Teach us, O Lord, true thankfulness divine, that gives as Christ gave, never counting costs, that knows no barrier of yours and mine, assured that's only withheld is lost. Forgive us, Lord, for feast that knows no fast, for joy in things that meanwhile starve the soul, for walls and wars that hide your verses mask fast and blur our vision of the kingdom goal. Open our eyes to see your love's intent, to know with minds and hearts its depth and height. May thankfulness be days and service spent, reflection of Christ's life and love and life. We'll close our chapel today with the singing of hymn 36, all three verses, hymn 36. Thanksgiving.